All right, that was La Guerre des Tuques, formerly of Montreal, and that was the song Spring Break Forever. I think that's around the 20th anniversary, came out about 20 years ago. And yeah, spring break for many of the children out there right now. I hope they've been enjoying this rainy-ish spring break. Not like last year or 2 years ago when spring break really was forever. It was 3 months long. Thankfully, we'll be returning to regularly scheduled programming in the family household as of Monday. Yeah, La Guerre des Tuques featuring David Barclay, my friend. I got to visit him last weekend in Victoria where he's staying for a bit. And yeah, I've had a nice little spring break trip of my own. I missed last week. Because I was away, but I hope you like the pre-recorded show. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people, doing the show live today in the CITR studios. And quite a show it is, people. Things are happening. Shows are coming up. Bands are making their moves. They're letting you know that things are happening, starting with Mint Records' Kamikaze Nurse. They've put out a couple of albums, but this will be their Mint debut. It's called Stimuloso, and it's coming out in June. But they have shared with us their first single. It's called Boom Josie. Here is Kamikaze Nurse. Here is Kamikaze Nurse.
Stimuloso.
To end, drowning in the sea. recomposing epitaphs. I would love to show you, but I'm sure that you would laugh. And when our conversations cease, you know I never rest in peace. Drowning in the sea of swallows, I think it's gone to
To the terrier. Been meaning to wear my hair like this for ages. I mean down, down, all the way down. I mean down, all the way. Up on the floor, I piss on the floorboards, the whole world's a stage that I don't know. I am going through.
All right, that was a lengthy set. I thought that I wanted to play it that long, and then I realized, oh no, four songs. I was going to stop after four songs. All right, but you got to listen to a bunch of great songs without having to hear me talk, so that's good. That was Destroyer from their new album, Labyrinthesis, that was the song Eat the Wine and Drink the Bread. And Dan Behar has been, there's lots of pictures of him looking like a wine drinker and a bread eater. These are good things. A lot of promo for this album, so you can read all about it in various publications. And he will be bringing the band to town on April 22nd. They're going to be playing at the Vogue Theater. Before that, we hear Chris Cohen from California, and that was his single from last year, Physical Address. Chris Cohen also coming to town even sooner. He's going to be playing at the Biltmore Cabaret next week. Before that, we heard Eve Jarvis from Montreal. He has a new album coming out on Flemish Eye later this spring. It's called The Zug. That was the song Bootstrap Jubilee. And at the top, from Halifax, Nova Scotia. No, not at the top. Like I said, five songs, long set to back announce. We heard Coloring Outside. That was the song Sitting in the Cemetery. And at the top, we heard Kamikaze Nurse with Boom Josie. All right. Jane Inc. Has put out a couple of singles now in advance of their forthcoming Telephone Explosion album, Faster Than I Can Take. And we're going to hear the second single. It's called 2120 or 2120, 2120. Here is Jane Inc.
Unladylike Co. presents Bad Eggs, a film following the lives of Greek gods Persephone, Hades, and Eve, who have been plucked away from their myths and placed in the modern world. The film is available online from March 16th to 27th, with an in-person premiere on March 13th, 7 p.m. at the Norman Rothstein Theater. Be sure to be there. The 21st edition of Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 5th to 15th, 2022. Committed to cultivating curiosity and critical thought, Doxa will present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. The hybrid in-person online festival will include both live and pre-recorded conversations with filmmakers, as well as some industry-specific events. Visit doxafestival.ca for more details. Happy me.
right. That was Sean Nicholas Savage from the Don't Look Up soundtrack. No, it wasn't. But that was his new single called Comet. Really leaning towards his torch song strengths. Very good. Sean Nicholas Savage of Montreal. Well, no, of Berlin now. I think he lives in Europe now. He will be joining us in here in Vancouver at the Biltmore. Not joining us, but he will be at the Biltmore on March 31st, next Thursday, along with the band Book Club. And yeah, not my favorite style of his music. He is a bit of a chameleon. He has some like very danceable tunes. He has some kind of folky country songs earlier in his career. And now this very like heartfelt torch songs. They're nice too. But he is a very dynamic live performer, so I recommend checking him out, especially if you haven't seen him before. Before that, we heard Jack Jay from the album Opening the Door, out April 5th on Mood Hut Records. That was the song I Saw Fire. Before that, we heard Gorilla Toss from New York City. Their new album is out tomorrow. It's called Famously Alive. That was the song Happy Me. And at the top, we heard Jane Inc. with the song 2120. All right, got 20-ish minutes left. Let's hear some Jana Horn. Texas-based musician has a new record out called Optimism, and we're going to hear the song Driving. This is Jana Horn here on Dunkin' Donuts and here on CITR 101.9 FM.
So far from home, don't know what it is makes me want to go. There's not a cloud in sight or a body to be reasoned with or to trouble with your mind or to be politely telling. Signs are ways to be deceived. I know that kind of mind. It's no way to be thinking. If you believe it will, it does. I know this from experience. Trust me on this one. Trust me on this. You know just what I mean. Light me down and do you to breathe. I found you in a city, nowhere that you should be. You buried yourself below my feet, so I'd never. Thank you.
The Indigenous Committee at UBC presents Indigenous and Cultural Day, celebrating authentic Indigenous art of all forms. The event will feature several exhibits at the Student Nest Building, spanning from beading to showcases highlighting Indigenous-led businesses. Mark your calendars for April 11th at 12:30 p.m.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
The same time that they were letting go, they were possessed. They were possessed. They were possessed.
right. From 1978, that was Blue Gene Tierney from the album Out of the Blue, and that's the song For David Kay. Before that, we heard Arthur Russell from his album World of Echo. That was the song All Boy, All Girl. And at the top, we heard Jana Horn from the album Optimism, the song Driving. And in kind of poking around, I saw that Jana Horn is going to be coming to town. She's going to be here with the band Tomberlin in late May at the Wise Hall. Nice to see a bunch of shows at the Wise Hall. That's a great venue. That's exciting. I'm glad they got that new sound system. Very, very good. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks to everyone out there in the atrium eating their lunch, nodding along. I see you. Yes. I hope you have a great week. Spring has sprung. If you're a CITR person, maybe I'll see you at the AGM tomorrow night. And if not, I hope to see you around town. Going to close out with some regular fantasy. Formerly here in Vancouver, now living in Montreal. They just dropped two new songs entitled Two Songs for the Teenage Soul. So we're going to hear the song Running Around. So that's going to do it. See you next week. Here is Regular Fantasy.
This is Colin from GB.